Right now, it's time for Talkin' Books. Every Wednesday at this time, we are ordinarily joined by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library, and we recommend books at each other. We are sticking with the theme, but today we're joined by not one, but two special guests filling in for Susan today. We've got Karen Curtin and Meg McGurk from the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, because their big book sale is coming up this weekend. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is still the website. And friendschpl.org, correct, is the website for the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library. So go there and find out more. Meg, Karen, thank you both so much for being here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Tell us about the book sale. Gradually you have been getting back to the full in-person experience, mm-hmm. and this really is the full in-person experience.
This is the full in-person experience, and we had our first one post-pandemic in March, so this is only the second. And we hope for a great turnout and that everybody is really comfortable coming, because we've got wonderful books anywhere from 15 to 20,000. Prices are right. 50 cents for the cheapest up to maybe $3 for a hardback, and you can't do better than that. So
and
it starts Friday.
Always some super cool finds. And I know people come on Friday and they shop. They come on Saturday. They'll find different things that weren't on the shelves on Friday, right?
Now, Friday is members only, right. But you can join online or you can join at the door. That is from 3 to 6. On Saturday, it's from 10 to 5. And then Sunday, we have our bag sale, which is from 11 to 3. And then on Saturday, of course, it's open to the public. And the bags are $10 for, you can bring your own bag and fill it for $10.
And people want to show up on Friday. It's real easy to join and become a member at the door.
Very
and no
easy.
Reason not to, right?
Yep. And you can go to our website and do it online.
Sounds good. Speaking with Karen Curtin, Meg McGurk, the Friends of the Library's big book sale this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Chapel Hill Public Library. And again, literally thousands and thousands of books are up for grabs. All kinds of unique finds and books you never knew you wanted to read are going to be there. So head there and check that out. How much work goes into putting on an event like this?
Volunteers, yeah, all the time. Because the Friends take donations of books, because it's not just for the book sale, but also our Friends online bookstore. But donations come in all the time. And the volunteers, it's all volunteer organization, is working constantly to sort, to categorize, to make sure that the best books are put up on the bookstore site and also for the book sale. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of dedicated people who really love the library.
And it's a good time to mention that you can donate your books to the library every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday between 9 and 5. And we get over 100,000 books donated a year
that
we process for sale and store. And we have volunteers who are working every single week. So it is a lot of work, but we get wonderful books. And this is a community that donates wonderful books.
It's a well-read community, as you can imagine.
It really is. And it's all to support the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, which is an organization that in turn supports the Chapel Hill Public Library. So what's some of the work that you do?
Well, I would start by saying we are an all-volunteer organization, so that is why it really does 100% support the Chapel Hill Public Library. In terms of the volunteer work we do, we are sorting donations, we are processing orders for the store, we are putting inventory in the store. We also have all of the normal functions that we perform. We do events where we actually give free books away to members twice a year, which is a great member perk. And we have a lot of other member perks, because they get a 20% discount every month at our store. So it does pay to sign up as a mm-hmm. member, and that's a great reason to sign up and come on Friday.
People go to the book sale. What's the experience like?
It's fantastic. Well, it's really well organized. If you're coming in looking for something specific, a category or genre of book, you're going to find it. It's well signed. You're going to see what you want, but also you're going to discover and find something that you didn't realize you needed. And you're going to walk out of there with a bag full of books. Interestingly, on Sunday, you can bring your own bag. I've seen some really interesting sized bags on Sundays for the book sale. You know those big blue IKEA bags? If you have them, bring them. $10. That's a deal.
Those duffel bags you can fit a piano in.
You got it. Yep. That's right. So bring your own bag.
What's the best book you've ever found at a book sale like this? Can you remember off the top of your head? I think I found The Grapes of Wrath, and I'd never read it and wanted to. And it's like, oh, there it was. And I bought it, and it's one of the best books that I've ever read. So
I have been collecting over the years. I've been going to these book sales for many, many years, long before I was a member of the Friends. And I have almost like the complete collection of the field guide books, you know, field
Ooh.
Guides to butterflies, field guide to trees, all from the book sale. I find one almost every single sale.
There's one person in Chapel Hill who's just like donating all of their, like, get rid of all of these.
They're done with nature, and
yes.
I'm there to
yeah.
for that.
Pick it right back up again.
I don't know. I can't think of a particular book, but I do know people come in and find some really unusual things, like first editions or mm-hmm. things that just pass through somehow, and they are lucky when they do that. And I've heard good stories about that.
We're speaking with Karen and Meg again, Chapel Hill, Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library. A big book sale at the library, 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday for members only, but you can join at the door. You can also join online on their website, which is friendschpl.org. And then everyone's welcome Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 11 to 3. That's bag sale day. Bring a bag. There will be bags available there, too.
There will be
right?
bags.
And you can fill it up for just $10 as full as you can possibly make it. So great savings there if you want to stock up on books. So we're talking books, so let's recommend books. If people are heading to the book sale, 15,000 to 20,000 books up there on the shelf, so something for everyone, and there's going to be a wide selection. But what's a book that you would recommend if people found on those tables? Oh, you've got to snap this up.
Oh, I love telling them what they should snap up at the sale. My favorite book from last year is Dictionary of Lost Words. Have you read that one?
I haven't, no.
It's historical fiction, but it's based on the making of the Oxford English Dictionary.
Okay.
So there's wonderful history in it. And the protagonist is a child who sits under the table where her father is working on the slips of paper. And she starts collecting them, and she comes up with her own dictionary of the words that don't make the cut. And they're like slang and women, and it's just
Ooh.
A really wonderful book. It sort of goes to the start of World War One too. It's a great
Oh,
book.
That's fascinating.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Maybe you got to top that now.
Karen and my relationship is she recommends the books. I get them. I never read them, but I continue to get them. So, I'm
going
to go get this one.
Did you recommend the field guides like 10 years ago? Is that how that got started?
No, I had nothing to do with those.
All right. Any favorite book for you?
Oh, well, I am. My tastes are not as highbrow as some of the other friends of the
library. Susan recommends Stephen King all the time.
Yeah. I'm solidly in the trashy romance genre right now for the summer.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
And there will be some of those at the book sale.
Again, 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday for members only, but join at the door and you'll be able to get right in. And then everyone's welcome Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 11 to 3. Friendschpl.org for more on the Friends of the Library and the big book sale. As we wrap up, anything else that folks should know about the Friends or the sale or the online store or anything else?
Just we're looking forward to seeing you.
Sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Public Library this weekend, the big book sale, always a lot of fun and for a good cause as well. Meg, Karen, thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.